It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 11th, 2018. Today is the birthday of South African author and anti-apartheid activist Alan Paton, born in 1903. His most famous work is his 1948 novel, Cry the Beloved Country. Paton was born in Pietermaritzburg in the colony of Natal, now South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province. After attending Maritzburg College, he earned a Bachelor of Science degree at the University of Natal in his hometown, followed by a diploma in education. After graduation, Paton worked as a teacher, first at a high school where he met his future wife, and subsequently at Maritzburg College. He served as the principal of a reformatory for young black African offenders from 1935 to 1949, where he introduced controversial progressive reforms, including policies on open dormitories, work permits, and home visitations. The men were initially housed in closed dormitories, but once they had proven themselves trustworthy, they were transferred to open dorms within the compound. Men who showed real trustworthiness beyond that would be permitted to work outside the compound. In some cases, men were even permitted to reside outside, under the supervision of a care family. Remarkably, fewer than 5% of the 10,000 men who were given home leave during his tenure there ever broke their trust by failing to return. Paton volunteered for service during World War II, but was refused. After the war, he took a trip at his own expense to tour correctional facilities across the world. He went to Scandinavia, England, continental Europe, Canada, and the United States. During his time in Norway, he began work on his pivotal novel, which he completed on Christmas Eve in San Francisco in 1946. Maxwell Perkins, who was noted for editing the novels of Hemingway and Thomas Wolfe, guided Cry the Beloved Country through its publication with Scribner's 2 years later. Paton published numerous books in the 1950s and became wealthy from their sales. In 1948, he also became involved in the Liberal Party of South Africa, which fought against the repressive apartheid segregationist legislation introduced by the National Party. He served as his party's president until it was forcibly dissolved by the apartheid regime in the late 60s, officially because its membership comprised both blacks and whites. Paton adopted peaceful opposition in protests against apartheid, as did many others in the party. His passport was confiscated on his return from New York in 1960, where he had been presented with the annual Freedom Award, and it was not returned to him for 10 years. He was a prolific essay writer on race and politics, and he also wrote two autobiographies, Toward the Mountain, which deals with his life leading up to and including the publication of Cry the Beloved Country, an event that changed the course of his life, and Journey Continued, which takes its departure from that time onward. Alan Paton died at age 85 on April 12, 1988 in Durban, just 3 years before apartheid officially ended in his homeland. God forgives us, he wrote. Who am I not to forgive? I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 11th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.